Doom White. Discate.
Chapter 25. Completely surrounded by the menacing band of crows, Double had the awful feeling that he would be slain in the next few moments. The young Gaussian could see the stream not far off. His only chance was to break through the cordon of fierce black birds and make it into the water. With hungry, cruel eyes, the carrion closed in on him. Double did the only thing he could. Yelling the Gaussian battle cry, he charged for the stream.
Logger, 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 log!
It was a short-lived attempt. Double got no more than a few paces when he was brought down. A savage blow from one of the predator's beaks hit him on the back of his neck. The young shrew collapsed with a roar of pain. In that same instant, several events took place in lightning-swift succession. Yelling like a banshee, a huge black otter hurled herself upon the birds. The weapon she wielded was like a pair of sword blades with a hilt at their centre. Whip slash, two crows dropped mortally wounded. Without pausing, the lithe, muscular beast threw Double over her shoulder, bulled through the carrion like a juggernaut, and dived headlong into the deep running middle of the stream. Bleeding from the neck and shocked by his sudden submersion in icy stream water, Double tried valiantly to hold his breath. Dark weed fronds rushed by as the otter held their burden tight to her back with both paws. Somewhere above, Double glimpsed a gleam of tree-shaded sunlight. He clung grimly to his rescuer's powerful shoulders, caught in their vortex. An errant fish struck him in the face. Double began to panic. His lungs could not sustain the wild underwater journey. There was a ringing noise in his head. Water began running up his nostrils and forcing a passage into his mouth. He struggled as everything went dark around him. Double felt an energetic upsurging lunge. It thrust him out of the water onto a hard, smooth surface. Then the otter landed on top of him with a bump. Water spouted from his nose and mouth as he spluttered weakly. Trying to rise, Double felt himself thrust flat by the otter, who was muttering,
"Get all water out. Shrew be better then. Lie still, still. No fret. You still alive, shrew."
More water vomited forth, until Double retched and sucked in air greedily. They were under a sort of overhang on a shelf somewhere along the stream bank. Sunlight seeping in made wavering patterns on the rock walls. The big black otter nodded, satisfied.
"You good now. What name ye have?"